I can't be no one but me. Baby, can't you see I'm just doing my best?
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal. Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section, when Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets.
Every nation in creation has its favorite drink. France is famous for its wine and its beer in Germany. Turkey has its coffee, and they serve it blacker than ink. Russians go for vodka, and England loves its tea. Oh, the factory may be roaring with the boombalaka zoombalaka wee, but there isn't any roar when the clock strikes four. Everything stops for tea. Now the lawyer in the courtroom, in the middle of an alimony plea, has to stop and help him pour when the clock strikes four. Everything stops for tea. It's a very good English custom, though the weather be cold or hot. When you need a little pickup, find a little teacup, will always hit the spot. Now you know that Cleopatra had a date to meet Mark Antony at 3, but he came an hour late, she said you'll have to wait. Everything stops for tea. Now they may be playing football, and the crowd is shouting, kill the referee. But no matter what the score, when the clock strikes four, everything stops for tea. It's a very good English custom, a stimulant for the brain. When you feel a little weary, couple make you cheery, and it's cheaper than champagne. Now I know just why Franz Schubert didn't finish his unfinished symphony. He would have written more, but the clock struck four, and everything stopped for tea.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello. This is Larry Berger, along with Ricky Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP. Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ, FM Grove City, WCUC, FM Clarion, WNJR, Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. We also welcome PCTV, Comcast, 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport. And listeners at Audio Now, where you can listen by phone at area code 515-605-9542. Today, Sean Reming Jr. will talk about opportunities for youth at World Affairs Council. That will be 7:50 this morning. Kelly Rotman with details on the Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh Teen Media Awards. Entries now open. Kelly will be here at 8:20. At 8:35, Jasmine Roth, a playwright, will talk about painting lessons, a play opening March 23rd and running just for 2 days, the 23rd and the 24th, as part of the new Hazlett Theater Community Supported Performance Series. At 9 o'clock, we have an Herbs in Action feature on cranberry. At 10 o'clock, public service announcements from Environmental Charter School on issues related to the environment and more. A classical trio from Youth Chamber Connections at 10:35. And Erie-based singer-songwriter Tommy Link at 11. That plus puzzles and games all morning long, including our pop quiz in about 5 minutes. Thanks for meeting us here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, from Pittsburgh and SLB Radio Productions.
Sometimes a sound. up. How do I not let you down? If I love you is mostly a sound.
Kate McLeod and Kat Eggleston. Nice song. It's called Sometimes a Sound. Well, exactly 45 years ago. 45 years ago today. It was March 18th, 1978. I can't believe it. The very first episode of the Saturday Light Brigade began. March 18th, 1978. A lot's changed between then and now in the world, in Pittsburgh, and your family and circle of friends and ours too. One thing that hasn't changed is we're here to keep you company on a Saturday morning. We're here live and really happy to be so. We're going to celebrate 45 years of the Saturday Light Brigade later this year, too. The anniversary kind of crept up on us. I always think about it around St. Patrick's Day. But 45 years is a long time, and thank you. There's a person or two that's been here with us for all of those years. And no matter how many you've been here for, we're grateful. This was quite a week. We had about 70 teachers, parents, and administrators from multiple public school districts at our Youth Media Center for a symposium created by a group called Parents as Allies on Monday. We also had students from our Pittsburgh Youth Media Corps here after school. Every day this week, our social justice documentary team of the Pittsburgh Youth Media Corps created lots of interviews this week, including one with the senior lifestyle editor at Huffington Post and a few others. We met with the Playful Pittsburgh Collaborative, also with an organization called Light, which is working to end hatred in our region and beyond. Winchester Thurston did some recordings with us. We had students from Manchester Academic Charter School with us. We made a trip to Propel Braddock Hills and Hazelwood. Our friend Will Condrich had a benefit for SLV on his front porch that raised over $500. We kicked off our Remake Learning Days ambassador program for teens. And that brings us to today, one of our favorite parts of the week, maybe the favorite. our time together here Saturday mornings, and it's time for us to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for our pop quiz. If you get our newsletter, the puzzle was phrased slightly differently than I'm about to phrase it now. There are many words that end with a silent E, and I'm curious if you can name five words that end in a single E that is not silent. For example, recipe or apostrophe, words that end in a single E that is not silent. Any ideas? There are quite a few. And we'll accept words where technically there might be an accent over the E. 412-200-5975 if you would like to add some words to our list. We're looking for words that end in a single E, where the E is not silent. 412-200-5975. Good luck. Here now is Gary Brewer.
I'm a country boy and I don't live on a farm. I learned to pick the guitar, boys worked hard. Ain't got much, but I've got enough. Love to pick the guitar, ramble around and all that stuff. I love to ramble around from town to town, playing my music in the front of the crowd. And if you ever wonder, honey, where I'm found, taking it to Nashville, me and the Rambler sound. Me and this guitar, and sometimes just a smile. I like to sing the old stuff and a little bit of my new. Hoping we'll make a Rambler fan out of you. I love to ramble round from town to town, playing my music in front of a crowd. And if you ever wonder, honey, where I'm bound, taking it to Nashville.
I was just 13, you might say I was a musical proverbial knee-high. when I heard a couple new sounding tunes on the tube, and they blasted me sky high. Then the record man said every one is a Columbia record from Nashville. Up north there ain't nobody buys them, and I said, but I will. Nashville Cats, playing clean as country water. Nashville Cats, play wild as Mountain Dew. Nashville Cats, been playing since they's babies. Nashville Cats, get work before they're two. There's 16,821 mothers from Nashville. All the friends play music and they ain't uptight if one of their kids will. Cause it's custom made for any mother's son to be a guitar picker in Nashville. I sure am glad I got the chance to say a word about the music and the mothers from Nashville. Nashville Cats, play clean as country water. Nashville Cats, play wild as Mountain Dew. Nashville Cats, been playing since they's babies. Nashville Cats, get work before they're two. I'll pick it up.
Earl Scruggs and Lester Flatt with Nashville Cats. Gary Brewer and Me and the Ramblers sound before that. Good morning to Marge in Brookline and Larry and Vanessa in Elwood City. And thank you for the kind words. We're looking for words ending in a single E. Where the E is not silent. And John, in economy, you did not miss the assignment. I changed it a little bit from our newsletter to make it a little bit harder. Zach came up with calliope and verde, a single E that is not silent. And Leslie, before changing, had Be Me and Trainee, among others. And Tom, says Ronnie, Jesse, Carrie, Lori, and Valerie, were all booted out of the Silent E Club for no apparent reason, and we saw it as a catastrophe. And as quick as Sesame says, we admitted them to the Loud E Club. Hello to Mike and Mars. We're glad you're with us after a late night. And John, as I mentioned, your words were fine. Before I changed things a little bit, Dixie, Pixie, Eerie, Spree, Genie, TP, Posse, Movie, Boxy, Blase, Melee, Penny, Belie, that's a very good one, and Passe. And Mark and Slippery Rock has quite a few, including Ante, A-N-T-E, Penne, Levy, Privy, Seti, Soiree, Cafe, Puree, Toupee, Negligee, TP, Garnishy, Olé, Chickadee, Coffee, and Soufflé. Apogee and Perigee. I mentioned Leslie had quite a few. And there's more on this list from her, including a lot of double E's. Dan in Squirrel Hill has Golly Gee, Frosty Goatee. The double E's, or the IE's, are great, but the ones that are quite unique are ones like Nike, Calliope, those coming in from Linda, as well as Chickadee, Chakaree, and Chickapee. Kathy has Committee, Warranty, Bumblebee, Addressee, appointee, guarantee, TP, and retiree. Those are all quite good. I constrain the puzzle a little bit differently in the newsletter than I did this morning. Tommy says the employee at the movie theater had a degree of concern when he happened to see a bee floating on the cup of coffee of three people who had given their resume to the owner, hoping to maybe get their coffee for free. James has Teepee, Whoopee, Weenie, Bee, and Beanie. And Mike, or Mark, I should say, also had Calliope, Blase, Devotee, and Flambe. Justin has I. The E at the end of I, arguably, is silent. Teepee, Divorcee, and Penne. And Sue had quite a few, including Ombre. And BCT, Nay, Flea, and many others. When you just limit it to a single E, it's interesting. Mike and Mars just sending in a few. There's also apostrophe, catastrophe, sesame, cafe, and you could even add rosé, as in the wine. All words that do not have a silent E, yet have a single E at the end. That's our pop quiz for this morning, and another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 10 minutes. If you try this puzzle again today, I suggest you challenge people to come up with words ending in a single E, maybe a consonant followed by a single E. That the E is not silent in, that might make it a little trickier, and it would be interesting to see what your friends or family member you play along come up with. Thanks for playing along in this morning's pop quiz, and a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you were able to come up with some words that fit those clues. Well, Russ, welcome back. He has got a lot of words, including, oh my goodness, cliché, sauté, acme, acne, simile, Penelope, Apache, abalone, guacamole, adobe, oh, there we go, karate, karaoke, epitome, hyperbole, diastole, systole, Calliope, I think I mentioned, and Gethsemane. And some towns, Barry, Boise, San Jose, Tempe, Yosemite, and the Penske truck rental. Russ, thank you. Welcome back. And we're happy to have you with us. A quick interjection that I couldn't resist, Tom Lehrer.
Who can turn a can into a cane? Who can turn a pan into a pane? It's not too hard to see, it's silent E. Who can turn a cub into a cube? Who can turn a tub into a tube? It's elementary for silent E. He took a pin and turned it into a pine. He took a twin and turned him into twine. Who can turn a cap into a cape? Who can turn a tap into a tape? A little glob becomes a globe instantly if you just add silent E. He turned a dam, alakazam, into a dame. But my friend Sam stayed just the same. Who can turn a man into a mane? Who can turn a van into a vein? A little hug becomes huge instantly. Don't add W, don't add X, and don't add Y or Z. Just add silent E.
Tom Lehrer, and hello to Anthony playing along online, who has Chipotle, Cadre, Blase, Cachet, and also Padre. Excellent additions to our puzzle. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
Mm-hmm. Believe what you want, that no one will care when you die. The world keeps rolling by. Believe what you will as you lie there perfectly still. When you die, the world keeps rolling by. Oh Lord, it's a quest to find the place that will show you the sign. Because it's only time before you step into the light, my friend. My friend, step into the light. Walk on through, walk on through. Step into the light, yeah. I said step into the light. Cause where we're going, ascend, it's a never-ending journey. Step into the light, my friend. Oh, you see what you want, but you're seeing through eyes that are blind. What you think you're gonna find? You see what you will as you're climbing up that hill until you die. And the world keeps rolling by. Oh Lord, it's the quest to find a place that will show you the sign. Because it's only time before you step into the light. My friend, step into the light. Walk on through, walk on. Cause it's only time before you step into the light, my friend. Yeah, step into the light. Walk on through, walk on through. Step into the light. Cause where you going to? To the light, to the light, to the light, my friend.
in the light. Nothing but joy. In the light. Nothing but peace, y'all. In the light.
That's the great Mavis Staples at the Saturday Light Brigade. Step into the light. Good morning to Dust Bowl Jack in Clarion. And also, good morning to Rick who is listening in North Carolina this morning. And Rick, thank you for the kind note and the kind words. We'll have requests for both Rick and for Dust Bowl Jack coming up shortly.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Northside Chronicle is a free community newspaper that provides hyperlocal coverage of the people, places, and events in Pittsburgh's historic Northside neighborhoods. The March issue, featuring the Summer Youth Guide, is available now in print and online at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Speaking of youth, here is an opportunity to tour our new Youth Media Center as we celebrate the premiere episode of Radcast. Over the past several months, SLB-trained youth reporters have been creating stories about organizations funded by the Allegheny County Regional Asset District for incorporation into a brand new podcast series, Radcast. Join us this Wednesday, March 22nd, 5 to 6 o'clock, as we debut the first weekly episode and celebrate it right here in our new Youth Media Center. More details at our Facebook page at slbradio.org or through Eventbrite. Search on SLB Radio. Are you ready for this morning's historiettle? Today's might be a little tough. We'll see how you do. He was born on March 18th, 1936, and died when 85 years old. As a leader of his country, he took actions considered revolutionary and bold. They included lifting bans, repealing laws, and developing a new scene political, for which he was awarded a joint Nobel Prize in 1993 with a man whose role was also critical. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975, if you can solve today's history riddle. Again, he was born on March 18th, 1936, and died when 85 years old as a leader of his country. He took actions considered revolutionary and bold. They included lifting bans, repealing laws, and developing a new scene, political, for which he was awarded a joint Nobel Prize in 1993 with a man whose role was also critical. 412-200-5975 by telephone or by text. Emmylou Harris here with a song by John Prine. Doc Watson coming up next by request.
Us alone. John and Linda live in Omaha. Joe is somewhere on the road. We lost Davy in the Korean War. Still don't know what for. Don't matter anymore. Someone to say hello in there, hello. Me and Loretta, we don't talk much anymore. She sits in the stairs through the back door screen. Just repeats itself like some forgotten dream that we've both seen. Someday I'll go and call her Prudy. We work together at the factory. But what could I say if he asked what's new? Nothing, what's with you? Nothing much to do. You know that old trees just grow strong, and old rivers wilder every day. Old people just grow lonesome, waiting for someone to say hello. Didn't care. Say hello there.
Saturday Light Brigade, that is Doc Watson by request, and a nice song, Fill My Way With Love, from Riding the Midnight Train, a 1986 release on Sugar Hill. Emmylou Harris did Hello in there. What a song. Every time I hear it, any version, it's incredible. Hello to David and Shaler. Thank you for the kind words. I'm glad you're here with us for many, many years. Pudge and Lamartine and Mrs. Pudge, good morning. I'm glad you liked hearing John Prine's song by Emmylou Harris. Kathy Antionesta is one of two people, I believe, correctly answering the history riddle so far. Lequalensa was guessed by Bill in Homer City, and Randy and Polly in Emlinton also guessed Lequalensa. Tom and McCandless knows that the history riddle refers to Nelson Mandela, but is not sure of the name of the answer to the history riddle. You're on the right track. Tommy in Richmond Hills got it correct as well. I'll repeat the history riddle in just a moment. I've said this before, but the one thing that has changed in the 45 years since SLB began back on March 18th, 1978 is the way we keep in touch with each other back and forth. It used to be just the telephone. We dialed it. We answered it. It rang. And these days, it can be text messages, instant messages, still voice calls, thankfully, social media messages, lots of ways to go back and forth. Did you ever wonder, sort of the Rip Van Winkle effect, how you would feel if even 10 years ago you were frozen in time and then you came back to today? Or if you went back in time and started telling people about the things that were going to exist in 10, 20 years, they might be looking at you like, huh? Yet, here it is. Feel free to call us, text us. Could we be that far from telepathy? I don't know, but I kind of hope not. In any event, it's nice to have your participation by any means. Here is our historical Gani. He was born March 18th, 1936, and died when 85 years old. As the leader of his country, he took actions considered revolutionary and bold. They included lifting bans, repealing laws, and developing a new scene political, for which he was awarded a joint Nobel Prize in 1993. With Nelson Mandela, whose role was also critical. So we'll give you another moment to come up with the correct answer. 412-200-5975. Good luck. From live in our studios, 2017, November 11th, to be exact, Scott and Rosanna.
Singing
and laughing,
ha ha ha, ha ho, I'm doing my thing, hey,
ha ha ha,
ha ho,
do your own thing, hey,
ha ha ha,
ha ho,
yeah,
ha ha ha,
ha ho. I must confess, I get stressed, I get heart palpitations. It's a mess, and quite a test to meet financial obligations. But things will work out, hopefully, yes it seems. And maybe my dreams will catch up to reality. But even if they don't, that's okay. Laying in the sunlight, laughing anyway, singing,
ah, 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 oh, oh. Doing my thing, hey,
ah, 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 oh, oh.
Do your own thing, hey,
ah,
ah, ah, oh, oh.
I've been laughing through the bank, put my pennies on the shelf, singing, ha 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 ha, ha ha, I'm doing my thing, hey,
ha ha ha,
ha ha,
do your own thing, hey,
ha ha ha,
ha ha,
ha ha,
ha ha,
ha ha,
do your own thing, hey,
ha ha.
Scott and Rosanna, who continue to do great things here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And here's hoping we'll see them again in the studio soon. Doing my thing, the song. Did you come up with the correct answer to our history riddle? F. W. de Klerk, born today, March 18th, 1936. Frederick Willem de Klerk, a South African politician. He was state president of South Africa from 1989 to 1994 and deputy president from 94 to 96. He was South Africa's last head of state from the era of white minority rule. He and his government dismantled the apartheid system and introduced universal suffrage. And he worked with Nelson Mandela to fully dismantle apartheid and establish a tradition, or a transition, I should say, to universal suffrage. He oversaw the 1994 election, resulting in Nelson Mandela leading the African National Congress to victory. You can learn more about de Klerk by following the link at slbradio.org/radio. Congratulations if you came up with the correct answer to this morning's history riddle. Linda and Collier, half of the dynamic duo, got it. And Dan and Clarion and Randy and Polly and Emlinton were on the right track. A correct answer also from Kathy and Tyonesta and Tommy in Virginia, and Tom in McCandless was on the right track, almost coming up with it. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in our next hour, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, Aha, Radio Garden, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio.
Even lightning bugs have dimmed their lights. Stars have disappeared from sight. There's no moon at all. Don't make a sound, it's so dark. Even Fido is afraid to bark. What a perfect night to park. There's no moon at all. Should we want atmosphere for inspiration, dear? One kiss will make it clear that tonight is right. No moon at all, way up above. This is nothing like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love, and there's no moon at all.
fell in love, there's no lid off.
Western Flyer at the Saturday Light Brigade with a tune called No Moon at All, opening up this hour. Our crossword puzzle of the air is going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge momentarily.
Pear Networks joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Headquartered in Pittsburgh, Pear Networks provides website hosting and domain registration to people from around the world. More information is available at pear.com. That's P-A-I-R.com.
Well, now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time to see how you do with our crossword puzzle of the air. There are 9 letters in this week's answer. I'm checking. Yes, 9 letters. For a minute, I thought I miscounted. 9 letters. The clue is deceive. Deceive. The 4th letter is B as in beagle. And the 5th letter is O as in ostrich. The 4th letter is B as in beagle, and the 5th letter is O as in ostrich. And the clue is deceive. 9 letters altogether. Do you know our word? If you do, now's the time to let us hear from you. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. A Saturday Light Brigade charge comes your way if you're able to identify this morning's word. 412-200-5975. And Rick, good morning. Again, Rick is in Mooresville, and he mentioned some of the musicians that he's especially enjoyed over the years. And I'm glad for the ones you've mentioned here, including Tony Rice, Doyle Lawson, Emmylou Harris, who we heard from this morning, as